Ois Yuravach. Rav Nosson Zal says, V'zeh b'chinas v'zois lifnim b'Yisrael al ha-ge'ula v'al ha-tmura sholaf ish na'aloi v'nosan l'rayehu. There it's talking about a kinyan that was made, a certain acquisition, and it says that this will remain for posterity, for Klal Yisrael, that people will know that a man takes off his shoe and gives it to his friend, and thereby a certain transaction was able to take place. By his giving him this and his acceptance of it, it was able to effect a transfer of ownership of something else to someone else. We're not going to go into all the details now. It's not our topic. This is something called Kinyan Agav that's based on Rus and discussed in the Gemara and Shulchan Aruch. Now, Rav Nosson Zal says, Chalitza sanal b'shas kinyan merameis al hanal. This symbolism of taking off the shoe at the time of making the kinyan corresponds to what we discussed above. Shetzrichin b'shas ha-kinyan lihiyois nichlal v'b'chinas even shesir kodesh kadoshim. That at a time that a kinyan is being made, at a time that A is going to transfer ownership of something to B, they have to plug into the central station way, way up on high, which was called the Evan Shesia. It was called the Kodesh HaKodoshim, the Sechel HaKoilel. Sheshom HaDovar Yoytzei Mereshus L'Reshus. It's only over there that something can be taken out of one person's possession and put into another. U'Kesheroytzen L'Hikolel Shom. And when a person wants to plug in to that very high source, we know that what has to be done is the removal of the shoes. Bibchinas, as Hashem said to Moshe Rabbeinu, when Hashem first spoke to Moshe Rabbeinu saw the burning thorn bush, and he was about to approach, and Hashem said to him, Shal ni'olecho me'al raglecho, take off your shoes from your feet, ki hamokoy mashrato oimedolov admas kodeshu, because the earth that you're standing on is holy earth. Bebechinas, as the Gemara says in Brachas towards the end, lo yikones larabayis biminoloi. You weren't allowed to go on to the harabayis with your shoe on. You had to remove your shoes because of the holiness of the place. Because shoes are worn. The reason why we wear shoes is based on a curse that was given to the earth during the time that Adam and Chava ate from the Eitz Hadas. Hashem issued 39 curses at the time. 10 to Adam, 10 to Chava, 10 to the snake, and 9 to the Adoma. Arura ho Adoma bavurecha. That's what it says in the Chumash. The earth is cursed. However, there are certain exceptions to that. The site of the Harabayis, where the Beis Hamikdash is going to be built, is an exception to that. So there, a person had to... So where the earth is cursed, you're not allowed to walk there barefoot. Otherwise, you're making direct contact with the Tumah, and the Tumah can harm you. Whereas in a place of Kedusha, there, Bedafki, you're not supposed to wear shoes, because the shoes would show that you're disregarding the Kedusha, you're implying, Chas V'Shalom, that the ground there is not Kodesh. So Rav Nosson Zal explains, Machma Sheshom beBeis Hamikdash Hu Even Shesir Tzrichin Shom Lachlo Tzamen Alayim, because the Beis Hamikdash was the site of the Even Shesir, there you had to remove your shoes. V'zeh b'chinas chalitza samin olayim b'yom ha-kippurim. That's also the symbolism in the fact that on Yom Kippur we do not wear shoes. We remove the shoes. Ki oz nechlolim b'toich even shesia. On Yom Kippur we tap into a very high, high source of Kedusha. Rav Nosson Zal says this is the concept where on Yom Kippur the Kohen Gadol was able, that was the only day that a Kohen Gadol was able to enter into the Kodesh HaKadoshim, the Holy of Holies, the place where that Evan Shesia was. And again, when we that's symbolized by the removal of shoes, showing that you're dealing with such a holy place, you don't need the shoes to protect you from the Tumah. You're not standing on Tumah ground. On the contrary, you're standing in the Holy of Holies, the holiest place. That's the symbolism of Yom Kippur, tapping into that. Because it's brought that on Yom Kippur, the Yidden are able to connect to the Kiddush of Keser. We've mentioned this before, that the word on Yom Kippur we say, Ki vayoy mazeh yechaper aleichem letayar eschem eskol chataseichem lifnei Hashem titoru. You will be purified before Hashem. The word titoru is bigimatria Keser, referring to the crown, that the highest level of Kiddusha that's available on Yom Kippur. we rise to a level of angels. That's one of the reasons why we don't eat on Yom Kippur. We're emulating angels. We're emulating super Kedusha. V'alkein, Rav Nosson Zal goes back now, V'alkein lifnim b'Yisrael. Therefore, the custom among Jews, as it says in Megillas Rus, is b'shas hamasumatn, when it comes to conducting transactions, business, she'ozo yitzrichem lichlel b'toich even shesia. That's another case where you need to plug into that Evan Shasia, that central station that we spoke about. Sheshom Shoiresh Kolat Tzimtzumim, which is the source, the root of all Tzimtzumim. Kedei Sheshom Yehei Hadovor Nechla V'yotzim Rishus L'Rishus Kanal. So that there, the change should be effected. That the item should leave the possession of A and enter into the possession of B. Alkein Hoyuchil Tzim Haminal. That's why that it was represented by the removal of a shoe. Oz, Larameh Zalzeh, to allude to this concept of tapping into this very high place where this kind of change could be done. Vizehu al ha-ge'ula val ha-tmura. And this is why it uses the wording regarding redemptions and exchanges. Ki machmas shehadovor tzorech sheyihyeh nimar v'nechlaf mitzimtzum zeh letzimtzum acher. Because of the fact that this object has to be exchanged from A to B, vizeh b'chinas tmura. That's the term tmura. Tmura means to be exchanged. And we know that whenever changes are taking place, that's a place and a time where the sitrachra can jump in and grab hold. Because it's brought in Sifrei Kabbalah that the sitrachra is able to grab hold. They are able to affect any time that this kind of changes are taking place. They're able to come in. For example, just I don't want to go off track just for a moment. When a person goes to sleep at night, we've mentioned this, that the neshama goes up to heaven. And there are times that it's brought when the neshama goes into a certain place where things can be switched. And when a person wakes up in the morning, they don't have the same neshama as they had when they went to sleep. There's an exchange that takes place. And again, that's a time, nighttime, those places that called Hechle HaTmurois, is a place where the Sitrachra has an achiza. Kimeachar she'en hatzimtzum nimtak ela b'sharoshei kanal, because of the fact that we've shown that the tzimtzum can only be sweetened in its origin, in its source, imkein. Kishayichnois b'rshusacher lo yuchal lihiois nimtak kanal. Therefore, once this item will enter into the other guy's possession, it won't be able to be nimtak anymore. Vim kein yuchal chas v'sholem asitrachra lisaches chas v'sholem me'achar she'ein hatzimtzum nimtak. And when you have a tzimtzum that doesn't have a hamtoka to it, that's when the sitrachra can get attached. Ki ikar achizosom ki she'ein hatzimtzum nimtak chas v'sholem. Because the main thing that gives the sitrachra a chance to grab hold of something is when there's a tzimtzum there that's not being nimtak. V'alkein Iker tikkun amasumatn, hu al yedei shebishas amasumatn, hadovor oyle lisharoshei hu elyon. Therefore, the main tikkun of business is only if at part of the transaction is that we lift the item up and plug it into its heavenly source. Lebechinas chochmo ilo, lebechinas seven shesia, kodesh kadoshim, sheshom kolul hakol biyachad, where up there everything is plugged into each other. Vishom hadovor nimtak, and up there the item gets sweetened, the nechlaf, and switched. V'yoytzei shom merishus l'rishus mitzimtzum letzimtzum, and it's up there that the item leaves the possession of A and goes to the possession of B. Vazai hadovor nechlaf b'kiddusha gedoyla. That's when the switch takes place with great holiness and great success. The adaraba nizbarer hadovor benimtak biyoser me'achas shenichlal b'shrosh elyon. And on the contrary, you've accomplished a tikkun for the item, the car or the house or whatever it is. You've taken it through a further level of tikkun because part of this transaction involved plugging it into that heavenly source. V'zeh ikar tikkun amaso matn. This is the main tikkun of business or transactions. Kishenichlal hadovor b'shas amasumatn b'toich even shesia kanal, where as part of the transaction process, the item is being plugged into that even shesia, to that high place. וזה בחינס שובפישנלוי שהוי לפנים בישראל בסתמורה כשיוצרה דובר ברשוס ורשוס. This is why it says over there that once upon a time the custom was when they transacted business that they removed the shoe when the item was leaving one person's possession to the others. Because we've said that the removal of the shoe is symbolic of entering into the Holy of Holies, entering into the site of the Beis HaMikdash, or the Kodesh HaKadoshim. And in order for a transaction to really be successful, part of the process has to be taking that object and raising it up to that Holy of Holies. Could be this has to do with the concept of Maaser. Anytime a person acquires a new item, he has to get stuck on it. A person who sells that house and he acquires money for it, he's got to give Maaser on the money, any profit. Because we've shown before that tzedakah is the thing that represents Ratzon. Tzedakah is the thing that represents this unity of the Sechel HaTachton and everything, which gives him the ability to plug into that very high place.
If we go into a store, we buy something, that's what's happening, buy milk or something?
Yes. The milk originally belongs to the store owner. It's his. At the point before you're walking in there, it's his. The fact that it's his implies he's the one who's in a position to make the tikkun.
At that point, it's not plugged in.
Exactly. At that point, then, it's plugged into a sechel prati. Its owner. Its individual owner with his sechel. He knows about the milk, and he knows how much it costs. He knows its value, and he's in a position to do with it whatever he wants. Now you want it to become yours, you've got to make a kenyan. You give him money, and you lift it up, and then it becomes yours. That kind of thing. And that lifting up is symbolic of an awareness that in order for anything to transfer possession, it's got to be plugged into the Sechel HaKoyla. Ve'ikra dovor tolui barotzoin v'ahava. The most important ingredient in making this whole thing work is that there's got to be a willingness on both people's parts, and there's got to be love between them. Because we've mentioned before that it's impossible to tap into that Evan Shasia unless there's Ahavo and you and Klolius. This is why the law is that when somebody sells something to somebody else, he's got to do it willingly, not with a gun put up to his head, saying, I'll buy that from you for $30, whether you want to sell it or not, you know, that kind of thing. Ki ikra ha-klolius shom bebechinas even shesiyo ho-aydei rotzain va'avo daiko kanal. Because the only way that a person can plug into that even shesiyo is only when there's willingness and love among these sichlim protein. V'gam tzrichim deyo miyusheves, and you also need a calm presence of mind, that the person is conscious of what he's doing, he's aware of what he's doing. Ki ha-sechel hu shoyresh ha-tzimtzum shehu ha-momoin, because we said that the sechel is the source of the tzimtzum, that's the upper part of it. Of the tzimtzum, which is the money, the tzimtzum, what we're calling the money, the tzimtzum in this case. V'aydei rotzoin v'avo, Nichlal ha-sechel b'toch sechel elyon. And when there's a feeling of goodwill, rotzim means goodwill and love among sichli and protim, that's what gives them the ability to plug into that sechel ha-koilo, the sechel elyon, shubachin ha-seven shesia. Vaydeze yoytze adova mershusoy l'rshus chaveiroi. That's what makes it possible for the item to leave the possession of A and come into B. Ki shom b'toch ha-even shesia, because over there, up there, in that high place called Evan Shasia, that's where all the tzimtzumim of the world all come together. V'shom nichlol in yachad, and there they all merge together. V'chol zeh al yidei ahava uklolius. All of this is only when there's a feeling of love and coming together. When the person is selling the item or giving the item with goodwill and with love and with an awareness, yidiyos means he's aware of it. It's not being done behind his back. Whereas when somebody takes something away from someone else against the person's will, Azai Ieshali Koloshon, then it's impossible to plug into that Evan Shasir, that Sechlakol. Vazai Adaraba, Hadovor Nivsak Mishiroshoi. And there, in that kind of situation, when you take it away from that person, you're cutting that object, that Tzimtzum, off from its sheirish, its sechel that it was tied to. V'alkein osur liknois shum dovor me'agazlan. This is why the Torah forbids us to buy anything from a thief. Because since he acquired this item through stealing, and when he stole the item, it got unplugged from its shoyrish, from its sweet, the thing that could sweeten it, the sechel. Therefore, there's no way in the world that this thief has the ability to raise that item to the Evan Shasi or anything. Because the only way to raise something up there is when there's goodwill and love. And this Gazlan showed bad will, you know, by stealing something from someone else. Therefore, we are not allowed to buy from him. Because if you're going to acquire something from the Gazlan, you're going to make the Sitrachra's hold on that item even stronger. Because since this object is not being plugged into its upper source, and the Tzimtzum is not being sweetened, Azai, kol ma shenechlaf hadovor v'yotzei mirshus l'rshus, therefore, as this item keeps switching hands and going from one person's possession to the next, and then to the next, mizgaper ha-sitrachra yoyser, the sitrachra gets even stronger. Just like we know on a gashmius level, if a guy steals a car and then he sells it to someone else, and that guy's, the more they do transactions, the more it becomes difficult to ever get that car back. Exactly. Ki ikar achizoso mebchinas tmuro is chas v'shalom kanal. Because the main achiza of the sitrachra comes from changes or exchanges. That's where they can move in and take hold of it. Avol kishakoinen meodom kosher. Whereas if a Jew purchases something from a kosher person, then, based on the goodwill that exists between buyer and seller, that item is able to be lifted up to the Evan Shasiya, to that Vishom Daika Bibchinas Asher Shoelyan, Bibchinas Evan Shasiya, Shukolo Mikulam, Shom Hadovor Yoitzim Rishus Lashus. And it's up in that high, high place that the transfer takes place. Vazai hadovor nimtak yoiser, and then each time there's a transaction, there's the opportunity to be mamtik that item further. Kishom nimtak hakoel kanal, because up there in the Evan Shasiya, in the Sechel Elyon, there is where everything gets sweetened and fixed. Now Rav Nosson Zal can address an interesting issue called shinui maisa, where a person steals something, and he steals a piece of a log, and then takes that log and puts it into a building, you know, or he steals and makes paper out of it. Takes a log and makes paper from it, or something like that. Rav Nosson Zal says now, Ois Yud Gimel, V'ze b'chinas shinui maise, sh'aydei ze koine ha-gazlan ha-chefetz, v'ein tzorech l'achziroi l'bolov, kiim domim. The Shulchan Aruch says that if a man steals a piece of wood, you know, from someone else, and then makes paper out of it, he is no longer obligated to return that item, the paper. You would say, usually, if you steal a watch, you got to give back that exact watch. You can't say, well, I'll give you its value. No, if that watch is still in existence, the thief has to give back mamish the watch. The guy can insist, I don't want money, I want my watch, I want my object. Whereas if the gazlan did a shinui maisa to it, then he no longer has to return that item itself, but rather its value.
Because it's no longer that item.
Wait. Because we explained earlier that each and every individual yid, based on the sechel that Hashem has given that yid, he's given that yid a set of possessions, a set of tzimtzumim that's customized to his sechel. It's a perfect fit. It matches. His sechel and his possessions, his tzimtzumim, are all a perfect fit. V'yalkein kol echod chofetz bekelim v'chafetzim acherim mishunim mechaveroi. This is why Hashem has created the world in such a manner that each person wants different types of possessions than somebody else. This one likes French provincial furniture, and this one likes modern furniture, and this one likes old English. Each one has their own taste. כגון למשל, זה חופץ בכלי שיש לו ציור כזה, וזה חופץ בכלי שיש לו ציור אחר. One person likes the chairs with high backs, and one person likes chairs with low backs. One person likes loafers, and one person wants shoes with laces. Each one has a... היינו צמצום אחר. These are all different צמצומים, a variety of צמצומים. והכל כפי שורש שכלם, שם שורש הצמצומים. All based on the שורש השכל of that person, which is the shoirish of all the tzimtzumim that are associated with that person. Therefore, relative to each person's individual sechel, there's an individual set of possessions to go with that, tzimtzumim that go with that, that sechel is in a position to address. V'al kein kol zman shakli b'tziroi harishoyim b'b'chinas tzimtzum harishoyim shoy b'yad bolov k'thir etzoyin bolov k'thir asechel shloy shushar shatzimtzum ganal. Therefore, so long as the object is still in its original condition, which is its original tzimtzum, which it was in when it was in the possession of its real owner, which is based on his sechel, which is the shayrish of its tzimtzum, Oz hoyechayev hagazlan lahachzer hakeli daikoli ad bolov. Therefore, at that point in time, the gazlan must return that exact object that he stole. Kedei lahachzer zeh tzimtzum daikoli shoroshei, in order to return this tzimtzum to its shoresh, to its sechel, shehu bolov, which is its owner. Aval kishekvar kilkel hagazlan v'shina hakeli b'shinui gomor shenechoz lebriosoi. However, once this thief has changed the item, where it can no longer go back to its original form, he made something totally different out of it. Simsum acher, a different simsum. Shuv ein hadofer shayach loy klal. So the item is no longer shayach to him. Once the object has changed in form completely, from what the form the original owner had it in, now it's no longer shayach to the original owner, this object. Valkein ein chayev lachzer loy guf hachofetz. Therefore, the gazlan is no longer obligated to return that physical item, ki im domim, but rather the value, mashahaya shoveh, what it was worth. Ki domim chayev al kolponim, its value is chayev regardless. Ki afilu im nevad akli shegozal, tzorech l'shalim. Even if the thief lost the item that he stole, he's got to pay for it. Because the stolen item is his responsibility. So long as, you know, he hasn't returned it, he's responsible for it. But mamish, that physical item, he's no longer required to return. Because once the tzimtzum has been changed, it's no longer shayach to the owner. Again, as you'll find in many cases, somebody steals something from someone and then they make a change to it, and then they tell the owner, all right, I'll give it back to you, and the owner says, I don't want it anymore. It's of no use to me anymore. I wanted it the way it was when you changed it. Now I'm not interested. No, but I only made this little change. Again, if it's a significant change, the owner has the right to say, that object is no longer shayach to me. You got to replace its value in money. Yudalid, now Rav Nosson Zal says, V'zeh b'chinas ma shegezel hager shemeis ve'im lo yorshim tzorech lahachzer agzele l'koyanim bizman shebeis hamikdash kayim kemavur adin b'gemora. The Gemara says, if a person steals from a ger, and before they get a chance to return what they stole to the ger dies, and he has nobody to inherit him, that object, so what should the thief do? He's got to give it to the koyanim. This was during the time that there was a Beis Hamikdash. Rav Nosson Zal explains, ki ha-koyein ish chesed, because we know that we're taught koyhanim represent chesed, v'hu mamtik kol hadinim, shen kol ha-tzimtzumim, and therefore the koyein is the one who's in a position to be mamtik din, mamtik tzimtzumim, ki ha-koyein mekabel mea koyein ha-godol, shenichnas lefnai v'lefnim levin shesir kanal, because all the koyhanim are plugged into the koyein godol, who's the one who had the right to go into the Kodesh HaKodoshim, where all dinim are nimtak. That's the place where the super hamtokas adin. V'al kein ha-koyhein hu ish sholoim. This is why the Kohen is known as the man of peace. He's the one who makes peace between Hashem and the Jews by bringing the Karbonos. Or Aaron HaKohen, who is Oyev Shalom, Varoidev Shalom, Ki Ikara Ham Toko Yidei Bechina Shalom V'Klolius. Because we learned earlier that the main ability to sweeten these dinim and tzimtzumim is only through love and peace. Now that's what gives us the ability to tap into that Holy of Holies. This is why all korbanos have to be brought through the Kohanim. Because the main purpose of a korban is to serve as a stairway to heaven. The purpose of the korban was to give its owner the ability to tap into that Kodesh HaKadoshim, that place where everything is nimtag. Kishom oilin kola korbonois v'kola tvilois, because it's that Holy of Holies, the Evan Shasiyah, which is the place where all sacrifices and all tvilois go up to heaven. Kizeh shar hashamayim kanal, it's called the gateway to heaven. V'alkein, Iker birchas koyanim hu shalom. And this is why the bottom line of the bracha that the Kohanim give to Klal Yisrael is Shalom. V'hascholas birchosom hu Yivorechecho Hashem. Whereas the Birkos Kana begins with the words Yivorechecho Hashem, and the Gemara says with what? What does it mean Yivorech Hashem? B'momoin. He should bless you with money. K'mo Yisham Razala, as the Gemara says. Kishom b'momoin ikra tzimtzum kanal. Because money is the main tzimtzum. Vishom tzrichin ikra hamtoka. That's where you have to do the main mituk, the main sweetening. Shehu b'chinas brocha kanal, which is the concept of blessing something. To put a blessing on something means to make it good. V'ikar habrocha v'hamtoka l'amtika tzimtzum shechinas hamomoyin kanal, hu al yidei shalom uklolis kanal. The main ability to make a tikkun for the money and to sweeten the tzimtzum is dependent on shalom, on ahavo, on klolis. V'alkein hagzeilo she'ein lo bailim la'azir liyodom. Therefore, stolen goods for which the owner is no longer around, l'sakin hapidamai de hashova, where it would be possible to fix the crime by returning the stuff to the owner, sheyachzor hatzimtzum l'sharoshoy, by having the item go back to its origin, shaydezeh yalav yuchlal b'sharoshoy, whereby the item would be able to plug back into its source, v'yuchal l'hismasek, and could be sweetened. When there's no owner, if it was a ger and the ger died and he has no relatives, no father, brother, sister, mother, period, the sakinai deze azai tikunoi sheyoshev lekoyhanim. Then the tikkun is that it should be given over to the koyhanim. Ki heim ikar bechinas hahamtokois shel kol hatzimtzumim vahadinim, because koyhanim are the ones who represent this ability to sweeten din. We've always mentioned that Kohen is Chesed, Levi is Din, Yisrael is Tiferes. Avram Avinu is called Kohen. Hashem called Avram is known as the Isha Chesed, and he's the one who's called Kohen in the Torah. V'kia Kohen hu bechinas Chochma, kiyadua. Because Kohen is the concept of Chochma, as is known. V'hu bechinas Chesed, shemamtik kol hatzimtzumim v'hadinim. He is also this concept of chesed, which sweetens all tzimtzumim and dinim. How do we know that Kohen is Chochmah? It's brought that in Hashem's name, Yud Kei Vav Kei, it can be formatted four different ways. There are four different gematrias that the filling out of Yud Kei Vav Kei could form. One is if you spell it Yud Vav Dalid, Hey Yud, Vav Yud Vav, and Hey Yud. That's called Ayin Beis, 72. Of. Then there's another one which is 63, Sog, and then there's 45, more, and then there's Bon, 45 and 52. These four correspond to the Yud Kei Vav Kei. These four numbers, each one of them is attributed to one of the four letters. The highest number, 72, is associated with Yud, which is Chachmah. The next number, 63, is associated with the first He, which is Bina. Then 45 is associated with the Vav. There's a reason why the 45 and 52 are switched around. Can't go into it now. And then the 52 is the last Hey, which is Malchus. That's how the configuration works. So that the number 72 is associated with Chachma. Now, this name of Hashem, Yud, the way I just told it to you, Yud Vav Dalet, Hey Yud, Vav Yud Vav, Hey Yud, when it's written Ba'achorayim, which means you do Yud Vav Dalet, then Yud Vav Dalet, Hey Yud, then Yud Vav Dalet, Hey Yud, Vav Yud Vav, then Yud Vav Dalet, Hey Yud, Vav Yud Vav, Hey Yud. That's called Achorayim. You do one letter, then 1 plus 2, then 1 plus 2 plus 3, then what? It's Bigimatria 184, which is the word Defek, pulse. There's a whole Kesha that 10 pulses are tied into Chochmah also, all Inyan. So the Arizal brings that the word Aharon is the symbol of Kohen and Kohen Godoil. Aharon is Bigimatria 72 plus 184. And we just said that both the 72 and the 184 both represent Chochmah. So that's one of the proofs to show how Aharon Kohen is an union of Chochmah, which is synonymous with Chesed, which means he's the one who has the ability to be Mamtik Vizdin. V'zeh b'chinas v'yivorachem v'yered me'asois hachatos voilo. This is why it says in the Chumash in one place that he blessed them, Aharon Kohen blessed them, and they went down from making the chatos and oilo. Upirish Rashi. Rashi says over there, Birkas Koyanim, that the bracha that was given was the Birkas Koyanim. Ki ikr tikun korbonois vahatfilois hualidei Birkas Koyanim. Because the main tikkun for all sacrifices and tfilois is the Birkas Koyanim. She ikr birchosom hu sholoim, where the main blessing that they give us is their blessing for peace. Bechinas Klolius Viava, which means we should have the ability to merge together. All the Yidden should have the ability to merge together. Shaydezeh Nichlolim Bechinas Evan Shesia. That's what gives us the ability to plug into that Evan Shesia. Sheshom Kol Ham Tokois. That's where all sweetening of din takes place. Veshom Oilin Kol Hakrabonois Vatfilois Kanaam. And that's the place where all of our Tfilois and Karbonos have to reach up to. They have to reach up to that Evan Shesia, that holy of holy places. And the only way they can do it is when there's Sholom. That's what the Kohanim contribute. When the Kohanim give us their blessing, and the main theme of their bracha is that bottom line, Yisa Hashem Bonavedecha V'yosem Lecha Sholom, that represents this super Hamtoka Sadin, the ability of Klal Yisrael to unite, and thereby have their tefillahs or korbanos reach up to those high places. This is the reason why Birchas Kohanim takes place during the tefillah, during the Shmon Esrei. Because in order, the place that our tefillah has to reach is that very high place. We were taught before that you can't get into that place without Sholom, Ahavo, Klolius. That's the contribution that the Kohanim make in their Birchas Kohanim. They shine a bracha of Shalom onto Klal Yisrael, which gives us the ability to unite and thereby have our tefillah be able to go up to that high place, Evan Shesia Sechel HaKoilu, in order for the Hamtokas Hadin to take place. Baruch Hashem. Baruch Hashem Li'olam, Amen V'Amen. This is how Rav Moshe Zalem, some of the halachas and likutei halachas.